Our God is a God of second chances, which is really good news if you live in a cancel culture that no platforms people they disagree with or just ghosts them when they're finished with them. Our God is a God of second chances. But the fact of the matter is that God is a God who doesn't leave the second chance to chance. Which brings us to our 24th and final title of Jesus in the run-up to Christmas. Today we're thinking about Jesus as the second Adam. The second Adam. You remember the first Adam? He's right back there at the beginning of the Bible, there in chapter 2 and 3 of the Bible story. Started so well, so promisingly. God made him and Eve in his image, perfectly together, to rule over the whole of the cosmos, to fill it and to subdue it. The plan was that Adam and Eve would live perfectly in obedience to God and then multiply out. So there would be lots of little Adams and Eves, all in the image of their parents, who in turn were in the image of God, until the whole earth was filled with the image of God, the whole earth filled with the glory of God. It was a glorious plan. But Adam stuffed it up. Together with Eve, they turned their backs on God and decided they knew better. The first Adam was a failure. And that should have been it. But the God of the Bible is a God of second chances. And so he sent the second Adam, Jesus Christ, the man who, from the cradle that we celebrate at Christmas time through to the cross that we celebrate at Easter time, lived a life of perfect obedience, who never turned his back on his Father, but always did everything perfectly. Obedience even to death on a cross, so that one day God will exalt him to the highest place and give him the whole universe to rule over, in fulfillment of that Genesis chapters 1 to 3 image. And not on his own. No, the second Adam is one who will transform his followers. He transforms us today into the image and likeness of himself, of God, as he gives us his perfect righteousness. And he promises one day he will bring that about perfectly and completely as we are transformed totally into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, the image of God. That's what the second Adam came to do. And so as we come to the end of this year, in many respects, it's wonderful, isn't it, to know that we have a God who believes in second chances. It's great to know that the new year can start always as a clean slate for us. But that could be a frightening thing as well, couldn't it? Because if you're like me, you know that so often the second chance comes along and you stuff it up. And then the third chance, and then the fourth chance, and the fifth chance, and so on. Which is why it's really good to know that in the end, God didn't leave the second chance to chance. He sent his Son to perfectly obey so that he might one day gather everything and everyone to himself. Jesus Christ, the second Adam. Happy Christmas.